of our program.
Okay. Good morning, caller number two. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I was wanting to know when your bones are kind of cracky and a little bit weak, is there a certain vitamin that's missing, do you think?
Yes, in fact, there's probably quite a few trace minerals that are missing. We have to realize that calcium can't even be used by the body unless a lot of these trace minerals are present. They've already done combinations with magnesium and vitamin A, but silicon's another thing that has to be there. And I think there's a whole array of trace minerals that need to be there. And so not waiting for research to find out which one's going to be next that has to be there for calcium to be used, we'll want to take a full spectrum of those trace minerals, and those are all available in that Vital Herb formula.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, what about the calc-T combination?
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's another thing. A lot of times calcium can't even be used without hormones, and the calc-T formula has, we were talking before about the silicon.
Right.
So the calc-T is really high in that silicon, and a lot of times that's the thing that we're most deficient in, so the calc-T formula works well for that. But another thing I was thinking of was hormones. If your hormones are off, again, you can't use calcium. And so if those aren't there, we got a problem. And the Chain G's formula, fantastic.
You know, male or female.
Mm-hmm. As far as getting those basic building blocks for hormones. Your body makes hormones. There's no question about it. And in order for it to do it, it needs to have the basic building blocks. And those are available in the Chain G's formula.
Right.
Should we go back to phone lines?
Sure.
Okay. Caller number three, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. What would you do if your preschool children had strep on and off all winter long, sometimes 2 months in a row? The doctor said someone in the family may be a carrier. He's at a loss. These children are almost always on antibiotics. They also have asthma.
Are they on dairy products?
Yes.
Do you know that, you know, when they pasteurize dairy, they get the strep out? But 5 minutes later, it's back in.
Oh.
Strep is inherent to dairy products. And you can't get it out. It's always there.
Oh.
And so, yeah, there's your carrier, is your dairy. And so the one thing we want to do is stop dairy because you keep putting it in.
What about this, that someone in the family may be a carrier? That kind of sounds silly to me.
It is silly.
It is silly because the carrier in your family are your dairy products.
Okay.
So you eliminate dairy, and you're going to eliminate strep.
And when we say eliminate dairy, we're talking milk products, cheeses, ice creams, yogurts, eliminate it all. And if your kids are going to complain and they want to have some kind of a milk substitute, there are wonderful milk substitutes down at the health food stores.
Like Rice Dream?
Rice Dream would be good.
Better than milk?
Better than milk. We use a lot. You can make your own almond milk at home, which is a wonderful treat.
I'll give you the recipe real quick.
All right.
Okay, yeah, it's 2/3 of a blender full of water, 2 handfuls of almonds.
David,
blend them up.
Wait, David type of handfuls of almonds. I use 3 handfuls of almonds myself.
Okay, so 2/3 a cup of blender full of water.
Yeah, you fill up your blender 2/3 of the way full with water, distilled water.
Okay.
3 women-size handfuls of almonds and blend them up really good. Okay.
Okay.
And then you strain that through a large tea strainer, one of those large ones you can
Right.
Add. And then you can add a little bit. You can put a little more water, put the meal back in the blender, put more water in and blend them up again and get a little bit more out of them. And then you can take like a tablespoon of honey and a small amount of hot water to help melt it down and about a teaspoon of vanilla extract and add that to it. Just really adds a nice flavor to it.
Okay.
It tastes fantastic.
Oh.
You can use it in a variety of things.
And so healthy for you, too.
And can you store this in the fridge? It'll last a little while, or something it should be?
It will last maybe 4 or 5 days.
That's good.
You know.
Better than milk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's a good way to get your family off of dairy, because there's your carrier. And then for the strep throat, and when you want to get over the strep throat, we've got a good little recipe. Are you ready to write this down?
Oh, that I know.
Okay.
Okay, the honey, the cayenne, and the...
That's right. Use it.
Yes, we do.
And then if you still need more help, the mullein lobelia fomentation around the throat will help pull it out even faster.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another thing we'd want to do as far as that's concerned, the recurring infections and things, besides getting a lot of fresh garlic and echinacea in, is to do a cleansing, to take a bowel formula like the Fennel B, great formula.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, get it out, get the problem out.
You know, this family will also find that their asthma will start clearing up once they eliminate the dairy products from their lifestyle. You'd be surprised at how asthma is affected by dairy products.
Oh, definitely. Asthma, well, wow.
So as soon as they start eliminating dairy, they'll see a definite change.
Well, let us go back to the phone lines. Caller number 4, good morning.
Is that me?
That is.
Yes, I was wondering what you would suggest for, I've got a baby who is, in general, for a baby who is, he's now 17 months old, but ever since he was about 2 months old, he keeps going through these cycles of a really runny nose and kind of congested, and it doesn't seem to be in his lungs, it seems to be up higher, but it's like right now he's got a constant runny nose. It's been 2 weeks, and it's just, he might get over it for a week or two, but I have just gone through this constantly with him for his whole life, and I'm just thinking, is there something I could do? You say that's a good sign if their nose runs, that the immune system's working, but it doesn't seem to be able to fight anything off.
Right, and what we want to do is strengthen that immune system.
Are you nursing him?
Yes, I still am. He's eating food, you know, off our plate, but he doesn't chew anything, so I know he's not getting anything out of the food he eats. But.
How's your diet?
My diet is quite good. I've been like, we've taken all of us off of milk this year since the first of the year.
Wonderful. I'm proud of you.
So, yeah, it's been really exciting to be able to do that. I was one of these that thought I could never do without my milk. I haven't had any problem now that I've gotten rid of it. But so there isn't that, and he doesn't. I mean, he might get a little tiny bit of cheese once in a while, but that's it. I mean, it's very rarely that we even eat cheese anymore. So
you're doing well.
You might want to think about a formula called Sinutene.
Say that again.
Called Sinutene.
Okay.
It's in a glycerin base, and give it right to the baby. That sounds really good, Sinutene. And that Sensei that we've talked about on the program before, we would put that in a vaporizer, in the medicine tray of a vaporizer, and have that in the air at night. And just breathing of those essential oils tends to get rid of any bacteria or virus that might be in there.
Now that has to be in a warm air, right?
Preferably, yeah.
Because I've just heard some things about the warm air that they've said that sometimes those aren't the best, and I've never gotten a warm one because I've always used a cold one. But
you could try the cold one, see if it gets up in the air, but generally it takes the warmth for the essential oils. You can always put it in like a double boiler, and like in the kitchen area, and get the fumes up in the air that way.
Oh, okay.
You can also put the essential oils like right on light bulbs.
And turn on the light.
Oh.
And the heat from the light will get the fumes up in the air. Another thing I would really consider doing is chopping up a lot of onions and having the baby close to you while you're chopping the onions so that they breathe the fumes of those onions.
Okay.
Another thing we would highly consider would be taking those onions, sautéing them with a little olive oil, and then when they're down to where you can feel them and they're not too hot, then you go ahead and put those on the baby's chest.
Okay. I have a question about kidney mune. I keep hearing about this. Tell me about that. Is that anything that would apply to this situation?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, kidney mune is going to help strengthen that immune system and help the body fight off what it needs to. Its principal ingredient is echinacea. And echinacea has had thousands and thousands and thousands of studies showing its efficacy and its safety.
Okay.
So echinacea works fantastic, and that kidney mune is echinacea. So
we use it in our family constantly. Well, not constantly, but a lot.
When something's going around the school, rather than holding them off from going to school, we just douse them with echinacea and set them off.
Okay.
They do really well.
All right. And then to get it, is the kidney mune, are these kind of things the types of things that I can, I mean, he's, even as old as he is, he bucks at everything. I mean, anything that looks like baby food or any kind of medicine, he won't take it. He spits it out. That's why sometimes I just put it in a dropper and squirt it down as fast as I can get it down the side of his mouth or something.
And that's why that works. But then also, I'm not sure about that age, but our kids ask for it. They love it. Tastes good.
Oh, maybe if I got enough in him to taste, then he would maybe.
Yeah, see, echinacea has this kind of numbing effect to it. And it's kind of the same thing that cinnamon does. And so we added cinnamon to it, and it's like, makes it real nice.
Okay. All right, I'll try some of those things. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Fawn and I need to give our little disclaimer here again. I am not a doctor. I can't, help you with any personal problems. We can give some educational information over the radio here. And if people want to use that information, I believe we've got First Amendment rights to say these things, and people have the right to use whatever they want.
No, they don't have to do what
so
we say.
Don't worry about the medical Gestapo, If you want to use them, use them.
I'm not a doctor. I just happen to be a wife and a mother, and I like to take care of my kids the best way I know how.
Right. Well, let us go back to the phone lines. Caller number 5, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm not sure if this is a very applicable question to your show right now, but you were talking about humidifiers, and I have hay fever, so it helps me to have a cool mist humidifier or something in the room.
Yes.
But it seems like every time I do that, I get sick. I get congested and clogged up the next couple of days, and I get a sore throat, and then my little daughter gets it or my wife gets it. Is that? I can't figure out. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but I feel like it's connected to the humidifier in some way.
Well, again, like we did with the other caller, we applaud that your body is actually working.
Yeah.
And it's trying to throw off toxic matter, waste. And we have to realize that's a process. But at the same time, we don't want all this excess mucus that's coming off to cause more problems like sore throats and things.
Right.
So we would then realize that this is going to happen and take measures to help clear it all the way down.
Right.
So fenugreek tea would be something I think you'd see a tremendous result with.
Okay.
Just sipping fenugreek tea on a daily basis, quite often during the day.
Okay.
And then further down, we would want to do like the Fenelby formula to flush out the bowels and just keep things going. Because the body is going to eliminate, and yes, sometimes what happens is the body's eliminating and it causes problems further down in the lungs and such,
Right.
So we would just take those measures.
Okay. One other quick question. Mineral supplements, I heard you talking about one. Can you give those to little kids? I have a nine-month-year-old.
Yeah, it's just a food, really. So,
oh, really? Okay.
So there wouldn't be a problem, and it's just a matter of getting it into something they would normally eat. So what we think is a good idea is to put it in, like, vegetable soup.
Okay.
Because they are kind of like vegetables.
Sure.
And so we put it in vegetable soup.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Boy, a lot of good calls this morning.
Oh, you bet. Well, our listeners are the best.
Why don't you give...
the phone numbers?
The Rhode Island phone number and...
If you're on the East Coast and you're up and you're hearing us this morning, the number for you is 621-9253. In Salt Lake, Utah, it's 570-1400. And here locally, 224-1400. And your calls have been excellent today. We can't wait to hear from more of you.
That's what makes the program good.
That's right.
Okay, so let's take another one of them.
Number 6.
Caller number 6, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have a quick question. I have... like eczema patches in my elbows and a little bit on the top of my head. I mean, on the top of my hand. And I was just wondering, maybe go in a cleanse or something, but I'm nursing. And I was just wondering what there is that I can do that would be good for that.
One thing we want to make sure we're doing is getting plenty of nutrients in. And one of the reasons the eczema might be happening is because the baby's getting a lot of those nutrients. And so we need to really boost up the nutrient intake.
And, well, they say you should take, like, 900 or so calories more a day, and I don't think I'm doing that because I'm just not that hungry. And I try to eat as good as possible. I eat whole grains, and as much as possible I'm trying to incorporate that in my diet. But,
that's good.
I just don't know what would be causing this eczema because I really haven't had it for years since I was little, and I've changed my diet since then.
Some of the things we might want to look at, eating more food isn't necessarily the case. It's not the calories we need.
Yeah.
It's the nutrients. And so that's what's one of the things that's nice about herbs is they're low in calories and high in nutrients, and so you can get a lot more of them down because you're not, carbing up.
You're not taking the bulk.
You're not getting that bulk.
Oh, right.
So
I guess that I can look into the vital herbs that you've been talking about.
Yeah, that would be one thing we want to look at. And just drinking herb teas. I mean...
Oh, really?
They're not very filling at all.
Or fresh juices.
But they're getting a lot of nutrients in.
Yeah, I squeeze orange juice every morning.
Wonderful. You're on our team.
And I try to do that. And I have this kind of organic, I don't know if you've ever heard of Master Formula. It's kind of all these organic foods in a powder form type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those things are really, really good. Another thing that I would look at also is evening primrose oil.
Uh-huh.
And wheat germ oil.
Topically or in oil?
Both.
Okay.
That we would rub them into the
areas. Oh, wheat germ oil, I have that
mm-hmm.
too.
And evening primrose oil, flaxseed oil, olive oil, all of those rubbed into the area would be good, and all of them would be good to take internally because it might be a lack of essential fatty acids.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much. I enjoy your show so very much.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I love these calls.
Well, they're so good.
And that's what directs the program.
Our listeners are the best.
Let's take another one. Good morning.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Is that me?
Yes.
That's you.
I have a couple of questions. One on black eye. What's a good way to help get over that a little faster? And I called last week for that, so it's all better now, but last week it wasn't. And the other one is I need to get Ann Tracy's phone number, and the one they gave me down at the school is her work number, and she doesn't work there anymore. So I need a current phone number for her on that Prozac stuff.
Why don't you give me a call on Monday?
At the school.
Yeah, 489-4254, and we'll find that other number for you.
Okay. And then on the black eye.
Okay, on the black eye.
What did you do?
My daughter got hit with a baseball.
Mm-hmm. And what did she do to get over it?
Actually, we didn't do anything, but I thought probably I could have done. I tried to get her to do the hot pack and cold pack, hot and cold, hot and cold.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But she wouldn't do it.
Well, gee.
Duh.
Some things that we, most any herb would really work on that, an herb fomentation over the eye. Especially the soothing ones like chickweed, chamomile, hops, those types of things. What we do is we make a tea of those and dip cotton cloth in it and then just take that cotton cloth and just lay down and just place it over the eye shut. You know, just shut it and just lay there for nice and quiet with this cool herb fomentation on it.
What about comfrey?
Comfrey is an excellent one.
And
slippery elm. Both of those would be excellent for that. In fact, like I said, most herbs would probably work quite nicely.
Well, and it turned, you know, the eyeball itself was red, blood red, on the one side where, so.
And one thing I would use in a situation like that is Dr. Christopher's Herbal Eye Bright combination. Make a tea out of that and then wash the eyes with it.
Oh, exactly, because that combination has just an eighth of a part of cayenne pepper in it, and that would help stop any bleeding or whatever else is happening in the eye.
Okay, great.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
Another thing that I would look at is, since we're in that area, I'd probably take some of bilberry. Maybe some bilberry and ginkgo internally.
Sure.
To aid that. And, like the BF&C ointment, chickweed ointment, any of those would help.
Yeah, you could just apply that right over the eye area, couldn't you?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things we could do.
Sure.
And ice packs.
That's right.
Should we go back to the phone lines? Caller number 8, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. I wonder if I couldn't talk about parasites and find out if you, how you can tell that you might have them, what some of the symptoms may be. Because I understand if you've ever eaten pork, usually in your life, that you probably do have them. If they would cause the eating to be irregular or what they might be, and possibly what could I take to take care of them, and I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, pork's not a very good thing to eat. I'd try to stay away from pork. It's not a good one. But once it's there, garlic is an excellent, excellent herb to use for that. Dr. Christopher put together a formula with American worm seed and the wormwood and sage, a number of these herbs that work quite nicely. It's called VF.
And you know, you're in luck because that's one of the products that is on special for the month of March. Did you know that, David?
No, I didn't.
It's spring cleaning time internally as well as in the yard and things like that. And a lot of people like to do spring cleaning for the body and work on parasites or whatever that may have accumulated over the winter. VF formula is on special.
These things work the best on intestinal problems, you know, when you have parasites in the intestinal tract. They also will work, though, throughout the body. But one of the things you have to realize is the thing that will get rid of parasites in your whole entire system is, number one, to clean your body out so there's no place for it to live. Parasites are opportunistic, and they're after a certain type of environment. And a good, healthy flesh, good, healthy cells, isn't what they're after. They're after deteriorated conditions, and they're after accumulated waste. And so if we have a lot of that in our system, that in itself is going to contribute to the proliferation of parasites. So doing internal cleansing, using the Fennel B formula, the liver and gallbladder formula, LG, the Junipars formula, the kidney bladder formula, and red clover combination. Using those things to cleanse the system out is one of the best things we can do, besides taking this VF to actually try to kill parasites. But then again, your immune system will, if the environment's cleaned up, destroy these parasites. But it won't even attack the parasites if you've got a filthy environment because, hey, the parasites are actually a beneficial thing to your whole system when the environment is fouled up, because it's something that will clean that up. And the body goes, hey, I'm going to clean this up one way or another, and we'll just let these parasites clean it up. So that's what we would do there. I hope this doesn't sound too simplistic to people, but, you know, natural healing is basically common sense.
It's and, very simple.
It's very simple. And, you
and
know,
those that make it more complicated have not grasped the whole ideology here.
Right. Life is simple unless you've got a PhD.
And that means just that just means piled higher and deeper?
Yeah. I can't believe this Harvard professor just recently coming out and saying that sugar has nothing to do with diabetes, that it's just fat. Fat's the only thing that has to do with diabetes. Now, hello, is anybody in that guy's head?
That's probably you know? Because maybe he has diabetes and he doesn't want to stop eating sugar.
I don't know what his problem is, but there have been study after study after study after study after study. And so some ding-dong Harvard professor comes out and says, hey, there's sugar doesn't have a connection with diabetes. And now people are going to go, okay, I can eat all the sugar I want because this egghead said so. You know? Yeah, you got a PhD, sometimes you just don't use your head and you don't look at common sense.
All right.
Any rate.
Enough of that.
Get those nutrients in, and then you don't have a problem. So take nutrients and cleanse your system, and that's what you need to do. It's as simple as that. Well, do we have any more callers? Then I guess we better take them. Caller number 9, good morning.
Yes. I was wondering, I'm doing some food storage.
Okay.
And the Vital Herb sounds like a really excellent supplement. I'm taking a supplement right now. My whole family's taking a supplement. But if you know, tough times come, can the Vital Herbs be stored for an extensive period of time? Or I'd rather just grow them in my backyard. I'm not sure if that's possible.
Sure, you can do that. Herbs do store very, very, very well.
Even if they're broken up like that?
Yes. Basically, what you need to do to store herbs well is keep them in a cool, dry environment, airtight.
In the freezer or?
No. You want a dry environment.
Okay.
And I've in freezers you tend to get a lot of moisture buildup. What we do is we would take mason jars or, you know, glass jars,
mm-hmm.
and just pack them just as tight as possible with the herbs. And then go ahead and put the lids on those and then dip that in paraffin wax so that it's totally sealed and you don't get any air passing in and out of there. And then it's got to be kept, like I said, in a cool place, dark. Even lights, electric lights, will damage herbs.
So you put it in a box, possibly?
Yeah, something that's dark that's going to keep all that light out. You could even take the jar and paint it white.
I see.
And that'll reflect most of the light and keep most of the light from getting in.
Is there a list of what herbs are in the Vital Herbs? Or like a recipe, or is that kind of proprietary?
That's kind of proprietary, but they're all listed on the label.
So I could essentially get those herbs, and I would get majority of the benefit if I had those herbs.
Sure.
Oh, you bet. I think the best way to do it is to grow it in your backyard, just like you said.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of noise, marketing noise out there about these colloidal mineral liquids that come from a 10,000-year-old hay bed in southern Utah or whatever, toddy products and things like that. I was thinking that would be really good to water my garden with, but I'm not sure.
It would be excellent to put that stuff on your garden. And, you know, for people that aren't getting their nutrients, for most Americans who are eating their 756 donuts a year, that kind of a product would be excellent because it's better than what they've got now. But what we like to do is go even one step further than that. All those minerals are necessary, but we like to go one step further than that. We like to grow plants on that type of soil, which is exactly what they do with the Vital Herbs. They have that type
that
of soil down there, that
soil.
Mineral-rich fossil soil. And they grow these the barley, the kamut, and the alfalfa on that, and then they juice it and flash dry it under 100 degrees so they capture everything.
Now, I want to, you know, my wife and I want to live in Springville area. Is there any of that type of soil there, or do I need to go and get some of that soil to make a nice additive to a garden? Or
you'll need to build up your own soil through composting and things like that.
And, you know, you don't need exactly that to get everything you need, but it would be good. And we'll see if we can track down a source for you. But what's mainly necessary is that all the worms and microfloras in the soil, so that the minerals that are there can be broken down and utilized by the plant.
Okay. Well, excellent. You've seen those tumblers, those compost tumblers?
Yeah.
That turn compost into 14 days. Do you think those are valid?
Oh, sure.
So you just throw all your garden scraps in that, or your kitchen scraps, and just make some good soil.
Makes good soil, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Because that's what I'm mostly concerned about. I don't want to have some tough times come and not be able to have my family get all the micronutrients.
Yeah, some of the things like selenium that are absolutely missing in the soil, see if you can just find some place to put that in. Seaweed sometimes is a good place to get that.
Bad guano and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's an expensive proposition in the short term, but in the long term, it's probably
that's true.
Economical.
Exactly.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. We're getting close to the end. Do we have time for another call?
Well, I don't know.
Larry, why don't you put one more through?
It's got to be real fast. Callers, okay. Who talk
caller
fast.
Caller number 10, you're on the air.
Hi. My son, you've talked a lot about cutting back on dairy, and I have a little 2-year-old, and every time I go to the doctor, he asks me, is he getting enough milk? And
I'm trying to make you feel guilty, huh?
Yeah, like it's really important to him, the milk. And his weight is 20 percentile, 20th, and his height is 50th. So this last time he's really concerned about me giving him more milk, and because of the fat is partly the reason, I guess. Because he wants me to give him whole milk still.
Well, we're almost out of time, so let us just quickly answer your question for you. Our kids have never had any dairy whatsoever. I have 4 children. My oldest is 21 years old. She's never had a cavity in her mouth, so she's never had any dairy. You don't need dairy. Just tell the doctor you're doing fine without dairy, and his weight will gain eventually.
And what about calcium? You haven't had any problem with them getting
calcium is a macronutrient, and it's in all the food you eat. Thanks for your call.
Call next week, too.
Okay, thanks.
Until next week, be happy. Have a healthier you.